It's that time of the year where so many of us like to make predictions about what's going to happen next year. Peter Chatty has been doing this with us for several years. He is the chairman of Create Media and the author of the new book, Fearless Media, which he is going to tell you all about. But first, we're going to get some predictions. Let's start off with number one, a lot more streaming services. We're going to see Apple, we're going to see Disney. What's your take on this?
Well, this means that you have these two big behemoths that are coming into this streaming video game that Netflix dominates. So I think most people think that Netflix is invincible, but Netflix will be challenged like never before with Disney, with Apple, and their new services, and then all the others who are already in the game. And they'll be challenged in two different ways. First, Disney, as an example, will withhold some of its biggest franchises so that Netflix users will not be able to see Marvel Pictures, Star Wars, things like that, and Disney will keep those for itself. That's a big deal because we like those kind of movies. And then one more thing on that, whereas like an Apple and a Disney can use their video service to as a marketing tool just to bring us in so that we spend on all the other things we can spend on with the Disney family and within Apple. Netflix, it's all about just a service. And so they don't have the same kind of depth of a checkbook that the others have.
Okay, we're going to see 5G next year. We've been talking about it for a long time, way faster internet service. How's that going to work out?
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. 5G really holds the promise of making some of these early promises of like virtual reality, augmented reality, much more of a real reality because now the processing power, much of it's going to be able to be held over the wireless networks rather than on the hardware itself. So that means that headsets will be smaller, as an example. But it also means things like esports, which is another big story for 2019. Esports is a whole new world that may be foreign to many, but is already a multi-billion dollar industry. And esports, which is heavily because it's video games, that people are watching video games, other people who are gamers and they're watching them live, that requires a lot of computing power, of course, because these video games are more and more intricate all the time. So 5G really supports that.
Okay, what about artificial intelligence? How's that coming into our lives?
Well, it's coming in ways that we probably will surprise us. It's interesting, Jeff, because already 71% of us use our voice assistants, Siri or Alexa, at least once per day. That's at least once per day, and that's in 2018. So imagine what the numbers will be like in 2019, but it doesn't stop there. Bots, you've heard of bots. But we're interacting all the time with customer support and maybe even actors, musicians, where we might believe that we're actually engaging with them or chatting with them online in real time with themselves, but they're not. They're increasingly AI-driven bots. And that's going to be an ever-increasing sort of thing. And the intelligence will also mean that we're not just being served up smarter content choices like movies and things like that. But also, there'll be more use of AI for giving us advertising that supposedly will appeal to us. So brands will use it more and more. And so expect more advertising to infiltrate your lives.
Okay, let's talk about fake news. We're going to see more of it or less of it next year.
This will continue, some more of it. First of all, it's just a continuous game in technology where you have the good guys versus the bad guys. So there is that anyhow. So it's an endless game where you'll never be able to eradicate some of these darker forces like the fake news. But it's also the financial incentives. I mean, you look at all the money that's being poured into that kind of advertising for the fake news, and that's a real problem for companies like Facebook that are dependent upon advertising. That's why we saw Facebook have such quite a fall from grace in 2018. And ultimately, it's not the financial incentive that's going to really make it so Facebook will address this issue. It's the brand tarnishment, which is gets back to the financial, because if fewer of us are using Facebook, then of course that impacts their overall numbers.
Give everybody a brief little summation of what your book's all about.
Okay, great, Jeff. Yes, my new book is called Fearless Media, and it's available on Amazon, both in print and Kindle. And it's all about this brave new world of tech-driven media and entertainment and how it's transformed our lives. So it's not just for the experts out there, not just for the insiders. It's for everybody, because we're all part of this brave new world of tech-driven media and entertainment.
Fearless Media by Peter Chatty.
C-S-A-T-H-Y. So Charlie, Sam, Apple, Tom, Harry, Y. C-S-A-T-H-Y. Looks like Kasathy. So Peter Kasathy.
Okay. Look for it on Amazon. Peter, as always, thanks for sitting and talking with us on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Peter, you're at Create Media, right?
At creative.media, which is creatv.media. creatv.media.